Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You tuned in to Real Talk Radio. You rocking with your girl, the one and only Ill Millie on the ones and twos, as well as your host. Yes, your girl is back. And I just had to recuperate from a few things, especially digesting the fact that your girl is the big 3-0 now. I kind of went through a little spasm moment, so to speak. Mentally, physically, emotionally, I was just a freaking train wreck, you guys. But I think I'm sort of over it. I think I'm to the point where I'm accepting it now, and I guess I'm okay with it. I have no choice, really. But your girl is back. And tonight, I was going to pick back up for those who are True Blue Real Talk Radio fans, listeners, and supporters. The last time I was on the show, you guys, which was about a week or two ago, we were basically celebrating my 30th birthday. And the fact of me going through my milestone, 30th milestone, so to speak, and I was just trying to reach out to the audience and try to figure out exactly what did I need to do to basically make myself feel comfortable with embracing this change within my life. And I'm still kind of weary about it. I'm still trying to figure it all out, but it's all good. But in the midst of that, for those who have missed that episode, what had happened was, you guys, your girl gave you guys an assignment, all right? I gave you guys an assignment to do, ladies. I gave my ladies an assignment, and the assignment was to write out a list of goals for yourself. Things that you want to accomplish. And we entitled it the 30-year decade plan. And you would have 10 years to complete these goals. I was asking all ladies to come up with at least 10 to 20 goals. And if you want to do 20 or more, it doesn't matter. Just sit back and think of all the things that you wanted to do that you, I mean, okay, for me, let me break this down. For me, you guys, when I finally came to the realization that I turned 30, it scared the shit out of me, okay? And not only did it scare the shit out of me, but it had me really rethinking my entire life from 30 up until like 15. And I'm like, damn, I did so much and it was so much going on that I had literally wasted a lot of time, and I did not realize that. What really has me bugging out right now, because I'm just trying to figure out where do I go from here, okay? And that was the purpose of me coming up with this goal list. And I had some time to come up with my goal list, and I think I'm pretty much proud of it. I'm not quite finished with it yet, but I still have like 9 more that I want to jot down, and your girl's been on a mission. Like, I'm really starting to put my ducks in a row as far as everything that is going that I want to have accomplished within my personal life, and I had to learn how to do a lot of other things as well, as far as letting people go in my life that really didn't need to be there. But we will discuss this and more, because your girl's going to jump into a brief interlude. And once I come back, we do have a topic for tonight. Tackle this first. So it's looking like we're probably going to either do a two-part episode to this second topic, which is dating a younger or older spouse, part one. I don't even know if I'm feeling that right now, because for real, your girl has made a lot of changes in her life right now, mentally, socially, and I really don't want to dwell too much on the past, but I'm doing this for my listeners. Tonight is Monday night. We're supposed to do Millie Mail, but as you know, your girl is very spontaneous, so I decided to just come up with something that I know that a lot of people can relate to. And then, of course, you know, I don't pull a topic like this out of a hat for nothing. It's always going to be a juicy story in the end. So with that being said, you guys, topic of the night is dating a younger or older spouse, part one. And if you have any questions or comments, holler at your girl. The phone lines are open, 602-753-1691. Again, the number is 602-753-1691. And you're rocking with your girl, Millie, with Real Talk Radio. I'm going to jump into a brief in a little, but I'll be back in a second. Keep it locked.
Lay Dirt. Yeah. Yeah.
Kaden's in the building, nigga.
Yeah. Alright, already the show goes on all night. Every morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Remember when you come up?
Nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause the brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the niggas tryna hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the niggas holding back, that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour. Oakland out to Oakland, got the strip to Detroit. Say hip-hop only destroy. Tell them look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy. What you into, no matter what you see, when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down, you just lift your arms higher, raise them till your arms tired, let them know you there, that you struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere, yeah, ain't nobody leaving, nobody going home, even if they turn the lights down, the show is going on, alright.
The show goes on,
night.
The morning we dream, no.
We looking like a plan. I'm looking like your woman and you're looking like my man. We looking like real and the haters look fake. Trust me when they hear me say.
Pretty face and no stomach. What the city's most wanted to? I said, give me your number. Youngest nigga, I'm stuntin'. No more serious from Honda. Money coming in abundance. That's the reason she wanna. She wanna. Vest on my chest, to cover my heart. I'd rather fuck in the light before I make love in the dark. Cause she was fucking me right. It felt like love from the start. Was getting money on tour, so we was loving from far. But first we go together, then break up. Tears drip on her makeup. Fuck all night till we wake up. And like George Gervin, we lay up. Cause all them lies I made up. It's big checks, no pay cut. Floor seats in Florida. Heat game versus Lakers. Shorty on my team now. It was us versus them haters. And everybody, they talk bad when they talk that she take up. She earned man's all flavor. Young boy, get paper. And all I know is go hard. And every time I touch that
no
ball, I go
switch. When I do it like that. When I pass it to her, baby, throw it right back. She can get the layup all night, yeah. She be tryna lay up, alright. And when I do that, don't miss when I do it now. She can get the lay up all night. She be tryna lay up, alright.
Sitting back with this paper falling in my lap, feeling isolated, nothing but them honey stacks. When your money up, tell me who you supposed to trust. Every night a different woman fucking money up. My bank account in shape, I could run with Puff. I came to put you down, shouty, so what the fuck is up? Since I met her, she can't keep that pussy off me. On the pill, I'ma kill that pussy softly. Back to back, time to show you how a gangsta move. Keys to the pad, talking infinity pools. V12s ain't a thing, time to change the name. Paper stuffed in the purse,
she
can't
know,
hear a wrong
time when I do it like that. When I pass it to her, baby, throw it right back. She can get the layup all night. She be trying to lay up, all right. And when I do that, don't miss when I do it now. She can get the layup all night. She be trying to lay up.
Picture me rolling, all all the bitches be on me. They be fishing for compliments, I'm just fishing out Boca. Made a grip on some vocals, got a gift with the vocals. So much over these so-and-so should have been on a poster. Woo! Infatuated to say the least. He lay it weak, I lay you once, you lay a week. Why lay it free, he know it though. Don't go with hoes, when it comes to shown, I am working with totem pole. That's head on head, she give me yeah, I give her glow. I'm in her body, I'm in her head, like quote unquote. That code is flow, the flyest combination was voila. Or I've watched with my rivals, double M.
You know it can't sound when I do it like that. When I pass it to a baby, throw it right back.
Whatever man built could be taken apart. Anything new can get old. Like dudes started rocking platinum, some stopped wearing gold. Solar energized rides, no steering wheel telling how to drive. No propellers in the sky, airplanes like mini rockets. Waiting lists for the rich to get tickets to visit Mars. While the poor people starve, computers taking over their jobs. A man's forced to live off land. Now it's back to the caveman era, when we made fire by two sticks rubbing together. The truth is, many are too scared of new data. America online, cut off, see you later.
Yo, welcome to the new world, new beginning. A new way to play, a new way of living. Cash is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning. A new way to play, a new way of living. Cash is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women.
Yo, the new Mike Tyson's Roy Jones. Bill Clinton's the new JFK without the hole in his dome. The new Don Trump is Bill Gates. Not because his occupation, it's cause we respect his cake. The cake meaning stock, net gross. Young kids step it up, go for the most. New cameras and police cars taking pictures. New hustlers getting new street figures. And U.S. embassies overseas. Almost every foreign country's under siege. Covertly starting wars. CIA, Navy SEALs commit larcenies that be worth over mills. Oil in the earth spills. Girls blow their body up, birth control pills. Africans pick diamonds out of dark caves. Then we wear it on our necks just so we can light up the stage.
Yo, welcome to the new world, new beginning. A new way to play, a new way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning. A new way to play, a new way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending. A new life for man, children and women.
Say goodbye to the brainwashed. Say goodbye to the young kids who not smart. Say goodbye to the toasters and Pop-Tarts. Yo, it's real. Swallow a little pill. It's a full-course meal. Say hello to the one world. Say hello to the sky. Something's out there watching you and I. More enticing than Star Trek. Star Tech phones. Your genes and DNA is used to make clones. You got CD-ROM. Everything operates by computers. Then what happens when circuit breaks? Y2K's the big scare. Scientists say we ain't prepared. What I feel is contrary. Alexander Graham Bell made telephones, yes. But now we request for your email address. I might be old-fashioned, stuck in my ways, but nothing make me more happier than seeing today.
Yo, welcome to the new world, new beginning. A new way to play, a new way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning. A new way to play, a new way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending.
way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending. New life for men, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning. A new way to play, a new way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending. A new life for men, children and women. It's a new world. It's a new world.
You ain't gotta live. out with me. Where's the love, man? I think I'm getting ready to explode. What's going on? I've been going strong, going on. Writing songs, still going on, right and wrong. I seen the light, but I wonder where my life is gone. I heard the click, but I wonder if my mic is on. I seen the lightning in the sky, but it's a quiet storm. I see the kids getting shot up in their college dorm. I see my mama being hurt since the heart is torn. I saw my brother battle cancer when they got a cure.
Some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, stand up and say. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. See the girl them broke out from the floor. From your door and a walk is performa. From your door and a man where can't turn you on. Girl make a see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long na. Eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Exposed and girl, you got it test out. But you know we a start, cause girl, you impress out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make it stress out. Me have a flat, it become a God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to contest out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my test out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this year, drop it and I bring it on flavor show. Ooh, ooh. Time for a make baby now, to stop bra like you, I get shady, yo. Ooh, ooh. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fist and spot, not greedy, yo. Ooh, ooh. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. A brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk, it's right here. The spark, it's right here, keep it undercover. Come in love, all your fits and your blows and your fat and your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. See the girl them broke out from the floor. From your door and a walk is performa. From your door and a man where can't turn you on. Girl make a see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long na. Eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
If she had a man, she said no, sir. So I proceeded to go in La Vida Loca. La vida loca. Hey, I used to write letters, try to pump on me a speaker, trying to get close, but it's like I couldn't reach ya. I came in peace, Mother Teresa, but she only deal with creeps, she like the Reaper. She took me to the beach and told me drink up, had me staring at you chilling with your feet up. When I complained to your winner, you turned your heat up, told me your history's ugly, but I could read up on it. Like, she gave birth to presidents, gave them the White House, made it their residence. She got caught up in this war and she settled it when she sat down with them Yankees and Confederates. So I forgave her for the slaves and the negligence, cause she gave me both the pain and the medicine. Gave me my halo, even though she devilish. Got me playing catch up, I'm trying to relish it. Got me caught up in your rhetoric, so addicted to your drugs, I don't peddle it. She know I'm a rebel, so she put me in the ghetto with metal and a couple fellas that'll leave your melon split. Kettle hot, cold flow, so I level it. Hurricane Isabel got me out wrecking shit. On stage, rap fresher than a peppermint. Two up and two down, baby, let me represent. And I know she get around. I heard she had a thing for Trey and Chris Brown, Timberland and Pharrell, and she pushing for T. I know she go both ways. She got busy with Missy and she's a lady of rage. Made me a slave, made me put in all this work and never gave me my wage. They say Virginia is for lovers. If that's the case, then why I got so many haters all up in my face? Virginia is for hustlers, but it's enough of us. If everybody's hustling, who the fuck is the customers? Damn stressed to have you smoking like a muffler. Circus ain't around, clowns coming at your juggler. 6 feet under that hoe took my older brother. Now we celebrate it every summer. She got me sharp as a blade, I oughta cut her. I cut her off and now I'm looking at another life. Damn. You see her? You. I approached her, put my hand on her only to pull her closer. I asked her if she had a man, she said no sir. So I proceeded to go in la vida loca, la vida loca. Hey, I see a bunch of men coming at you with them lines. Soon as they buy that wine, I just creep up from behind. May I ask you what your interests are? Do you agree with me when I tell you I feel this chemistry is needed? Can I tell you my story, my glory, all of my secrets? See the bigger picture from all of my puzzle pieces. Fitting my disposition, listening to my thesis. Staring at my hair and saying, looking like Jesus. She said, let me tell you about me. I'm well educated, see Duke and UNC. I elevate separated from SC and I am already ballin'. I put Jordan on JV. I took your boy Johnny Mack when he joined my wolf pack. Made him a millionaire. Now what you think about that? I said that's none of my business. Never mind that. In a short time talking, I made you a couple racks, right? Now you got my attention. Long as we multiplying, we ain't talking division. I vision me and you calculating all this addition. And the next time Virginia see me shining, she gon' miss him. I'm so deep in Carolina, she could feel me raise up. I got my shirt off, and I'm spinning it like a helicopter. Smoking hookah got me feeling like I'm sipping vodka. Riding in my car, mellow like a Knickerbocker. Got your head bumping to me like a pickpocketer. Sitting pretty, you can see that in my posture. Power tripping, I'm a born sinner, spit it proper. Tell your goalie I'ma get it and I'm kicking soccer. But I know I gotta watch you. Your politics running shit like mobsters. Middle finger to them kid killing coppers. Your voter law protocol trying to block us. I'm on Raleigh County Capitol to conquer. Trying to lock from your head like a roster. To the Bull City where they keep it thorough. Tomorrow count green in the borough. Saturday I'm with the queen out in Charlotte. Rooting for Cam Newton but probably booing the Hornets. Vietnam in the morning, I'm yawning, counting my cake. Filling my suitcase, taking to you out of banks like dang. Mayor, I can see Virginia. And I'd be lying if I told you I ain't missing. I blew a kiss to you, Carolina seen it. But she acting like she didn't. Bet she saved it for a reason. So I'm keeping my eyes open and my guards up. Cause even when you got a partner, keep your cards up. Let me be specific. A whole lot of fish between Atlantic and Pacific, right? Get it? Nah. Maybe. Whatever.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, y'all.
Oh,
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You tune back in to Real Talk Radio. You rocking with your girl, the one and only Ill Millie on the ones and twos, as well as your host. We are down to the last hour and 9 minutes of the show, you guys. And I think I'm going to go ahead and get this show started. So, all right. Before I went into my interlude, I was discussing a few things. And I was basically pretty much summing up and bringing you guys up to speed on what I was going through and from the time I was last on the show up until now and the reason for it being. So for those who are just now tuning into Real Talk Radio, let me go ahead and sum that up for you guys a little bit for those who have missed it. Yes, the last time I was on the air, your girl was going through a big identity crisis, so to speak. And it was like, I don't know, and I'm still kind of going through it, but I'm in the midst of a transition as far as, you know, accepting who I am. I mean, just the basic changes of getting older. It's, I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't know what's going on, but shout out to Blog Talk Radio for effing up my show tonight. You guys will pay for this. Trust and believe, I'm going to be on the first thing smoking tomorrow as far as getting in contact with you guys. All right. So, back to the issue at hand. Your girl has been going through a lot of things. Within her personal life, what's new? Let's try this again. Radio, we're gonna do this one more again. All right, I don't know what's going on, but we got some technical difficulties that's popping off on Blog Talk Radio's end. And trust and believe, your girl is gonna holler at them tomorrow because I don't believe in being unprofessional and looking all crazy on the air. But as I was saying, you guys, welcome back to Real Talk Radio. You rocking with your girl, the one and only Ill Millie on the ones and twos, as well as your host. Now, see, I ain't trying to get into all this again and get disconnected. I don't know what the hell they got going on, but they need to get it together. And I wish they was open around this time, cause, but trust and believe me, they gonna own me for this one, cause I'm gonna hit them up tomorrow and let them know what's up. Trust and believe that. But anyways, you guys, like I was saying, I was trying to catch everybody up to speed, because your girl been MIA, moi, has been MIA for about a week or two. And so it was like, I've been going through a phase as far as the changes within myself has been concerned. My birthday has passed. Didn't do anything for my birthday. Hardly anybody called me for my birthday. Nobody did anything for me except for my baby daddy, who was kind of like my arch enemy from time to time. So it was weird as hell, because it's like the person I despised the most was like the only person that really took the time out to help me celebrate my birthday, and that's really kind of weird. But yeah, it's really effed up. And so I'm just really harboring feelings over this, because the last time I checked, I could have sworn, like, you know, being 30 is like supposed to be like a really big step and a milestone for a woman. And the fact that no one took the time out, my so-called boyfriend or whoever he claims himself to be, was supposed to do something for me for my birthday, didn't happen. Boyfriend at the time, let me add and throw in there, we are no longer together, thank goodness. I mean, this whole 30s thing has got your girl flipping out, yo. But at the same time, it's really making me open my eyes up to a lot of things. It's really starting to make me feel the reality of things and the reality of how people really feel about me in general. And it doesn't bother me, but I can't even say it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And yes, excuse me, you guys. Your girl has to have a sip tonight, because I'm really trying to digest this, and it's really hard for me to do, because I don't like discussing my personal business, especially just to anybody. And I'm not saying that my listeners are anybody, but, you know, unless I really trust you, I don't really feel comfortable discussing stuff like this. But then, you know, me knowing that this is what I signed up for as a blogger, as a radio show host, sometimes I do have to put my own personal experiences, trials and tribulations on the line and discuss them, because, you know, you never know who's going through the exact same thing and who might need some advice, some positivity, some feedback. So, you know, whatever. And so I try to be that platform for people, and I try to help people out as much as I can. And I try to be the one to be there for everybody and just make great things happen for people. But then when it comes down to me, it's like nobody gives a damn. And it's just really sad to sit back and watch, because these people that I'm referring to are the people that I actually, probably the only people that will ever be on this planet that I will ever be able to trust, or thought I trusted it at some particular point in my life. And so it's crazy digesting something like that, because here I am thinking that I was somebody special. And you know how the typical family is when they basically have, like, you know, the big get-togethers, and, you know, they always support one another, and they're always there for each other's family functions and gatherings and birthday parties and events and all this stuff. I can't even say that we didn't grow up from that particular type of background. We did at one point, but we don't anymore. We don't do those things anymore. And I'm pretty much over that, because that was like the childish side of me. But now the woman side of me is like, okay, well, where are my besties? Even though I don't deal with too many people, where the hell are they at? You know what I'm saying? I got friends that I can count on one fucking hand, but I can't rely on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't even around for my birthday. I didn't even get a phone call from nobody. Let me tell you, no freaking body called me except for the one person I despise. And I'm not trying to give them props, because we still have that issue. But at the end of the day, it's stuff like this that really makes me push that rewind button in the back of my head and be like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, you really have to evaluate your surroundings and figure out what is going on, and who do you think is a candidate to continue to remain in your life, and who is not. And like I said, I just really found it really strange to me that it was like maybe two people that hit me up for my birthday. And those were the people I am recently butting heads with, like serious. I don't mean no, oh, you know, you took my pencil or you took this or whatever and I ain't dealing with you no more. No, it's way heavier, it's way deep. And that's the part that really disturbs me. And so I'm just, I don't mean to be talking you guys' heads off, but I'm just trying to explain to y'all how this whole 30 thing has really got me going for a loop. I mean, I'm the typical type of mother. I sit at home all day. You know, I don't have a life outside of my family, outside of my kids. I'm not the mother that goes out and turns up every weekend. I don't get the luxury of that. None of that stuff. I don't get the luxury of going out and just doing spontaneous things sometimes. I am not the one with the luxury to have a man that is willing to take the low off of me sometimes and or take me out on a romantic date or a trip or do something spontaneous and crazy and romantic for my birthday. That has never been me. And for once, I wanted that to be me. And during that time, as you know, I was talking about this long-distance relationship-ish before my birthday. And, yeah, I thought that was going to work, but it doesn't work for Millie. And so, you know, Millie is very headstrong. Millie has to do what she has to do for Millie. And that just doesn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Leo. And while we're even talking about it, I hate to flip the script on y'all tonight, but I know that tonight's topic was supposed to be dating a younger or older spouse. I ain't feeling it because, number one, I'm not dating anybody right now. It's official. Your girl is back on the market. I am single. Singler than a damn dollar bill, and I'm proud of it. I'm happy. Whatever happens, happens. I'm going to continue to live my life. I can't sit around worried about people and stress out about people that don't give two shits or cents about me. You know what I'm saying? And I just have to learn that. You know, I mean, yeah, just because you've known somebody for a long period of time, people change. And I blame myself because I give people the benefit of the doubt by thinking that they are still those loyal people that they once were when they were down and out. But now that they're up and things are going good for them, they forget where they come from. They forget those who loved them and cared about them and supported them and gave them a lending ear when they was going through their shit. And it's just disgusting. And yes, your girl, yeah, I'm going to spaz tonight and I feel it coming on. But I got to get this off my chest because this is going to be the end of this particular chapter. I am done because I refuse. I don't give a damn how much I care about you, how much I love you. You will not, nobody, disrespect me, belittle me. Not saying that anybody has done these things to me, but I'm just saying, these are the things that will get you cutthroat automatically flatline with me. You will not disrespect, you will not belittle me. You will not discredit me for anything that I have done. Whether it be me in my personal life, me in whatever relationships or my personal relationship with that particular individual, whatever. I am just not going to settle for less anymore. And I had to sit back and think about those things. Now, mind you, the last time I was on the show, if you guys were listening, we were discussing how I felt like I needed to make some really, really big changes in my life. And I'm not focusing on no damn relationship. Why focus now? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I'm just really to the point where I feel that there is no such thing as love. There is no such thing as happiness. There's no such thing as love at first sight. Those things no longer exist, you know? And it's crazy because I kind of fell back into a second childhood, so to speak. Me being so stupid and foolish, thinking that, yeah, you know, maybe someone will actually love me one day and be there for me and be my backbone and help me out and support me and encourage me and uplift me. I see the hard hidden facts for what it is. And I really personally feel like some people are blessed with it and some people are not. Some people get blessed with those type of people to be brought into their lives, and some people aren't. And I'm just one of those people that aren't. And I have to accept that. And it doesn't hurt because it took years. You know what I'm saying? I'm numb now. It does not affect me anymore. It kind of makes me sit back and think as far as, like, you know, it just makes you curious and make you want to wonder from time to time as far as, you know, how would I be if I were married? What type of wife would I be? You know, what type of support system would I be? It'll make you question yourself from time to time. But, I mean, I don't know. Your girl straight jumped ship, and I'm back, though. I mean, almost drowned, damn near almost drowned without a life, without anybody to throw me a fucking life. What do you call it? I don't know what you call it, not a lifeguard, but one of them safety jackets or anything. No protection, no nothing. Your girl almost sunk, all right? Fucking around with this whole love thing, and I'm done. Your girl is officially done. Hell, I might even go play on the other side of the fence, if you know what I mean, again, because it's crazy. I'm sick of it. I'm just so over it. I mean, you even got the older men running around here trying to act like 20-something-year-olds. Like, they can't even get their shit together. So if the older ones are walking around like this, then, I mean, what the hell does the younger society have to look up to? Nothing. I'm just so sick, and I'm just so over men. It's just, ugh. Anyways, you guys, we were discussing, back to what I was saying, I know I done went off, slammed to the left field on you guys, but it's all good. Your girl, it's Real Talk Radio, man. I got to keep it real. I got to keep it a honey. I got to keep it a Millie. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be me if I wasn't. So I have to keep it a Millie. And as y'all know, your girl is very spontaneous. I just go off the spirit of the moment type-ish. So when I do these topics, I try to reach within myself and try to figure out what I want to talk about as far as the topics are concerned. And a lot of times it doesn't just come to me like that, even though, you know, sometimes I write some good, great ideas down and topics in which I would have to do a lot of research on from time to time. But then when I do the research, I would have to prep. And prep takes about a day or two, especially if I want to get it down packed and I want to nail it, you know what I'm saying, down to the T. But a lot of times, I just go off of my spirit, and I go off of how I'm feeling. I go off of my emotions. I go off of my experiences, and I put myself out there on the line to try to help others, because I know I'm not the only person going through something like this. I mean, your girl is 30, and the relationship part ain't even a third of what's going on with me. And, I mean, I'm worried about my gray hairs coming in. Oh, my goodness, your girl's just changing. I'm not feeling it. I'm gaining weight. It's just so many damn things. I find myself really tired sometimes, and it was crazy because it messed my head up. Because I was sitting up, what was it, last night, just listening to music, trying to mellow myself out, because that's the type of person I am. I listen to my music in hopes and trying to get some kind of inner peace. You know, like if you listen to that one particular song or the few couple of songs that you can relate to that can calm you down and put you in that right state of mind and just get you on chill mode, I need that. You know what I'm saying? That's my meditation. My music is my meditation. And so I'm watching TV, but in the midst of me watching TV, I am basically listening to this music. And I come across this particular song. I can't even remember what song it was. Calm Me Down. You know what I'm saying? It just, and then I just went from calmness to spazzing, and from spazzing to crying. And I'm like, what the hell is going on with me? Like, I can't even keep up with myself anymore. And damn, I thought the change as far as being a teenager and puberty was concerned was bad. But this right here is terrible. I don't want no parts of it. I mean, I am grateful. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it effed up. Don't get it twisted. I am blessed. I am more than happy to be 30 and be sitting here right now sharing this story with you. But the changes that your girl is going through, man, is really effed up, man. I don't know. I'm trying to embrace it. I'm trying to figure out a way that I can be able to embrace it in a positive way. I mean, all these things are going on within my life, and I'm just trying to keep up. And it's like, I have this mental state now, like, oh, chick, you're old. And then when I talk to my friends about it, it's like, oh, girl, you ain't old. And I'm like, what, bitch, huh? But then once you see my 14-year-old is damn near the size of me, you like, oh, bitch, we getting old. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like I'm really trying to accept it. I'm really trying to embrace it, even though I have no choice. But my thing is I just want to learn how to accept it in a positive way. I don't want to give up on myself. I don't want to give up on my dreams. I don't want to give up. And I know damn well I'm not going to give up on my family. But I don't want to give up on myself. I don't want to give up on Millie. I don't want to give up on all the dreams, goals, and aspirations that Millie had once upon a time that Millie couldn't get to because Millie was a mother at 15. So Millie had to stop. Millie was on a roll, but Millie had to stop. Put everything on pause because Millie's kids come first. And that was the whole purpose of me creating this this list. And I'm trying to find the actual one. Right now I have like a little, not a blueprint, Lord have mercy, where are my words at tonight? Not a rough draft. English, y'all, rough draft. And I forgot to entitle it at the top, but I know it has something to do with the 30-year decade plans and goals. And I really want to push towards this. I really want to, and okay, for those who are not familiar with this, like I said, before I jumped off the air for this week or so, before I took this vacay, I had basically came up where I encouraged all the women that were listening that were in their 30s. You don't necessarily have to be 30. If you are in your 30s, I wanted all the women to sit down, marinate on it. Don't just jot anything down. Sit back and think about your life. Play it back. And for me, like, I can't tell everybody's story for them, but for me, what happened with me, the change, the drastic change, you have to start at that drastic moment in your life. That drastic moment for me was when I had my son, because I had everything lined up. And don't get me wrong, I am more than grateful to have my children. I don't regret them at all. Not at all, not for a second. But I was on the way to going to Job Corps and pursuing a career. And then like a week or two later, I mean, it got to the point where I actually met the recruiter and I was on my way. I was going to leave the following week until I found out I was pregnant. So, and then, you know, my mother was working and I really didn't want to put everything off on her. Even though she did encourage me to go, I wanted to be in my son's life. Okay, I wanted to be a part of my son's life, you guys. And I just refused to go. My mother was highly pissed off. And, you know, she was very pissed. And which I don't blame her now, but long story short, those were some of the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to pursue several careers. And at that time, I didn't feel like I had that support system. And now it's even more harder because I don't have a support system anymore. But I just have to figure out a way. I have to make it happen for me, for my family. And so, with that being said, you guys, your girl's going to jump into a brief and loop so I can find this other paper, so I can be able to share with you guys my goals and aspirations for my 30-year decade. All right? So with that being said, you guys, I'm going to jump into a brief and loop. You rocking with your girl, Millie, with Real Talk Radio. I'll be back in a second. Keep it locked.
Got the streets so locked, big shoes on the car.
She likes it,
hey, T-R-A-P-S-T-R. Keep Barney in the sweet cop goose from the bar.
She likes it.
I'm a T-R-A-P-S-T-R. Got the streets so locked, big shoes on the car.
She likes it.
I'm a T-R-A-P-S-T-R. Keep Barney in the sweet cop goose from the bar.
She likes it.
Yeah. And she likes it.
This is just a moment dedicated to my mother, my grandmother, my father, all my niggas in the pen, all my niggas that died in the struggle. Love y'all.
Can we please have a moment of silence?
That's for my niggas doing years of confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the Reaper came to get them.
Can we please pour out some liquor?
Symbolizing this, take your time and to consider that. Though our thugs ain't here, the love is here. And we gon' rep, steal, slug, kill us here. This for my dogs, stuck in the struggle, trying to gain. Smoking trauma, sipping rhyme while selling cocaine. Trapped in a game, not knowing how to stop and get by. Delivered alive, so instead they live it to die.
And can we please have a moment of peace?
For every G that fell for a flag in the streets, blood in the thuggin', folkin' and lokin', crippin' and creepin', Latin the kingin', or just for poor right to speech.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing.
And can we have another moment of silence?
For brothers who die from black on black violence, from here to the dark continent where rebels sell diamonds to clients all through the world, got little black girls dying.
And can we please pour some more liquor?
For Will, Mokeem, Ball, Pappy, my niggas, here's another warrior song from Nasty and Quan. It's to him I pass the baton to carry the song. Streets disciples, salute to those who gone with bullets. And I promise to rhyme and Quan, I'll rep this life to the fullest.
And can we please have a moment of truth?
For soldiers and troops away with helmets and boots, and families back home that pray they make it home safe, hoping they don't get hit by a stray or missiles. This is just a moment to let y'all all know that we miss you. Mommy, I'm still here, wishing I was there with you.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. And can we please have a moment to mourn?
For Pac, Biggie, and Pointers to us, they live on. Jam Master J, Freaky Ty, and Aaliyah. Big L and Left Eye, when we die, we hope to see ya.
Can we please have a moment for children?
Who got raped and murdered or trapped in the system? Who never knew their father, never learned his dream, but was got about drug dealers, killers, and crack fiends? For single mothers that's forced to play mom and dad, busting their ass to give a kid shit she never had. For my niggas in the pen, hoping rhymes to get them signed, so when released, they can say bye to a life of crime. For every mother that held a son in the street bleeding, crying a song of sorrow too dark and deep for speaking. Just a moment outside the day-to-day struggle, to let the ones we really care about know that we love them.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home.
Yo, this is my baby brother Tech. I know you as Lil Dex, nigga. In the feds. Big bro holding it down for you, boy. Just come home. I love you, my nigga. I do this for you and me. When I shine, you shine.
and most important to my sister Tia out there in Iraq. Just know that we got the babies. My nephew, he's gonna be fine. Put my life and my blood on that. Love y'all.
Tryna get it, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, yeah, bitch. They tell me, is you with it, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion was persuasive.
What's persuasive? What's persuasive?
From 9 to 5, I know it's taking, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Dreams, yeah, bitch, of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers.
Back when condom rappers wasn't cool.
They wasn't cool, they wasn't.
I fucked Shireen and went to tell my bros.
Tell my bros, tell my
then bro. Then Usher Raymond let it burn came on.
That burn came on, that burn came on.
I saw Saul and Nata rhyming, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Park the car, then we start rhyming, yeah, bitch.
yeah, bitch.
The
yeah,
only
bitch.
Thing we had to free our mind.
Free our mind. Free
then
our
freeze
mind.
That verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs. See dollar
you looking like an easy come up, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
A silver
yeah,
spoon,
bitch.
I know you come from, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
And that's
yeah,
a lifestyle
bitch.
That we never knew.
We never knew. We never
go at a rabbit for the revenue.
Go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this the way, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel.
My Uncle Tony hit.
My Tony hit.
He said one day I'll be on tour, you bitch.